Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 41 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Wisdom Imparted by the Spirit. A.W. Tozier once wrote, "When we have the Holy Spirit, we have all that is needed to be all that God desires us to be." Our text for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 13. "Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For if the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God, for who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual." Paul remained humble because he recognized the source of his wisdom. Godly wisdom is imparted through the Holy Spirit. Only through the help that comes through the Spirit can we comprehend all that God has given to us. Brian Harbers comments on Paul's words concerning the wisdom imparted by the Spirit provide understanding. Earlier, Paul tells the Corinthians that he does not come to them with wise and persuasive words. That's chapter 2, verse 4. But now in verse 6, Paul declares, "We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature." Has Paul changed his mind? No. In verse 6, Paul talks about a different kind of wisdom and speaks to a different audience. In the previous passage, Paul has in mind the wisdom of the world. Wisdom in chapter 2, verses 6 through 16, refers to the secret wisdom that comes from God. In the previous passage, Paul's audience is the world. In the current text, the audience is the church. In the world, Paul does not speak the world's wisdom. However, in the church, Paul explains, he does talk about wisdom, but it is the secret wisdom from God. What is this secret wisdom from God? What is this new perception given to Paul and to the Corinthian Christians? Paul identifies this wisdom earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. This special wisdom revolves around the cross. God reveals that He will save the world through Jesus' death on the cross and His ultimate resurrection. Consequently, Christians understand that the defining event in human history, the event around which all human history revolves, is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is what sets these Christians in Corinth apart from their fellow citizens. They have a new perception of what life is about. Where does that perception come from? Paul makes it clear that we do not gain it by using our human faculties. The new perception comes from God. Paul makes this point in verse 9 with what seems to be a paraphrase of a passage in Isaiah 64, verse 3. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. In this familiar statement, Paul does not focus on what we will experience someday in heaven, which is how we usually interpret this passage. Instead, he has in mind the spiritual truth we can discern here and now. We do not grasp this secret wisdom by the use of our eye, through our normal method of perceiving what is going on around us. We do not grasp this special perception by the use of our ear, through the knowledge passed from one generation to the next. We do not grasp this special perception by the use of our mind, through the use of insight to perceive truth. Our normal cognitive perception, the tradition passed down to us, and the use of intuition may help us understand human opinions. But it is all worthless in fathoming the secret wisdom of God. How can we grasp this special perception about life? How can we be convinced that God's plan is to save the world through Jesus' death on the cross? Paul affirms that God has to reveal this truth to us. Verses 9 and 10, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. We grasp this special perception about life because the Holy Spirit, who is at work within us, reveals the truth to us. May Paul's words remind us today to rely on the Holy Spirit to reveal God's wisdom so that we can know the abundant spiritual life God has in store for those who love Him. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you wholly dependent on the Holy Spirit to help you discern God's Word so that you know how to apply it to your life? How can we ensure that our faith does not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God? And finally, how does the following quote coincide with Paul's message? The Word of God is our only standard, and the Holy Spirit our only teacher. That's from George Mueller. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.